This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 33. In this episode, Dr. Hall revisits a story that he's already told, but this time he's going to tell us about how the patient's thyroid condition was helped by an upper cervical correction. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more testimonials, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And while you're there, be sure to click on the Services tab. And under the Services tab, you will see another tab called Personal Branding. When you click on that, it explains how you can use social media to market your practice in an effective way that will result in more patients in your clinic so that you can help more people. At UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear stories about people who've been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall from California. And today he is going to tell us about a patient who suffered with thyroid problems. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. Yes, thyroid problems, something all of us see in our office on a weekly basis. Actually, this particular story was a previous episode, and I actually just saw the patient 2 hours ago, and I realized that I had a little inaccuracy in the story. For those of you who have been listening to this, it was the case that I said when he was six, he fell off the couch and hit his head on a marble coffee table. Actually, what he told me today is that I don't know how I got this mixed up, but he was bucked. His dad put him on a donkey when he was six, and he got bucked off and landed upside down on his head. Donkey, marble table, well, same mechanism of eating, I suppose. and he was the one who had came in basically suicidal depression his whole life, and prior to seeing me, he saw a neurofeedback specialist where they measure frontal lobe coherence. And basically what that means is your brainwave activity on the frontal lobe should be within 80% similarity on both sides. And when he first started with this gal, he was in the 30 range, which is obviously a big problem, would explain why he had cognitive issues and depression and all these things. And if y'all remember, we got him corrected, and he went back to this gal the very next day, less than 24 hours after he was corrected. She hooked him up, and his coherence was 85. A little bit of a change. She was shocked. In fact, I just talked to her on email. We've still been trying to get together. but so this Alec, his name, he told me he didn't care if I used his name today. I told him I was going to tell the rest of his story. Well, he's had a little bit of a thyroid issue for quite some time, and here we go again. He didn't tell me when this first started. He's been under care 5 months. As he told me today, his checkup at 2 months, his thyroid tests were within normal limits, and he had cut down on his thyroid medication in half. Didn't say anything to the doctor. And on his own, I didn't instruct him to do this. He then cut it in half again, and then altogether about 4 months into care, he quit everything because his energy was doing so well. And he came in today, and he brought in his blood tests, and his blood tests are completely normal.
Wow.
So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, your endocrine system, which is your thyroid, your parathyroid, ovaries if you're female, and there's a couple other glands, adrenal glands and other things in there that I've missed, but all of it's directly controlled by your central nervous system, and it is not insane or crazy to think that a misalignment here at the base of the skull, where all of the energy runs through the hole on the bottom of your head called the foramen magnum, can interfere with anything in your whole body. And if it's interfering with the messages going to the thyroid gland, it's not unreasonable for your thyroid to malfunction. And conversely, it's not unreasonable to correct the position of that atlas and remove the nerve pressure and allow that normal nerve impulse to tell the thyroid what to do and kick out the right amount of thyroxine, which is what happened in this kid's case. And I could tell another probably 40 stories over the years of thyroid issues that have cleared up. But to make this really clear again for you listeners out there, I know that we tell a lot of symptom-based and disease-based stories on these Testimonial Tuesdays, which is really exciting. But the goal of upper cervical really isn't to treat symptoms, effects, or diseases. It's to allow the brain to communicate with the rest of the body the way it was intended to, so it can function as well as it could. And in many cases, the side effect of the body working better is those problems clear up, which obviously is exciting for patients and ourselves. But the reason I bring this up is our goal really is to get through to patients that once your symptoms and diseases have cleared, that doesn't mean quit. That means maintain getting checked so you can be as well as you could. And I often say to patients, these cases do happen. I know we tell a lot of miracles on this broadcast, but there are cases, you know, that get mild changes over the first month or two. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, if patients don't feel big, giant changes, they figure nothing's happening. And you can have big physiology changes taking places and not feel massive changes in your everyday status, so to speak. In fact, I think I told a story on this a while ago about a leukemia patient I had come in, and over a 2-month course of care, she didn't feel all that big symptom changes, but at the end of 2 months, she had her blood tests taken, and her blood tests were almost all the way back to normal, and that was after having 3 years of every 6-week leukemia blood tests showing positive way out of bounds. So anyway, I just kind of felt the impulse to get that through today.
Well, thank you very much. We will see you next
week. Dr. Hamburg, we'll see you in what, 7 days?
That's right. See you then.
All right. Have a good one.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Please join us next week for another great story about how people have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. Subscribe to this podcast. You can do that at uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also do it in iTunes. Please write reviews. The more people that know about this podcast, the more people will know about upper cervical. We'll see you next time.